This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The Afghan Taliban have denounced U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to call off peace talks with the insurgent group. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The secret meeting was to have taken place at the presidential retreat at Camp David, Maryland, just days before the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. But in a tweet Saturday, President Trump said he was canceling it because of a car bombing in the Afghan capital on Thursday that killed 12 people, including 10 civilians and an American soldier, an attack for which the Taliban claimed responsibility. Trump said the attack would only weaken the Taliban's bargaining position, tweeting, "If they cannot agree to a ceasefire during these very important peace talks, they probably don't have the power to negotiate a meaningful agreement anyway." And he asked, "How many more decades are they willing to fight?" Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pro-democracy activists rallied outside the U.S. consulate in Hong Kong on Sunday as they try to ramp up international pressure on Beijing following 3 months of protests. Panzer Chan organized today's rally.
We had a commitment that they would meet in Oslo to begin reconciliation conversation. And then the Taliban overreached. They killed an American in an effort to gain leverage at the negotiating table. And President Trump said enough.
That was an interview with ABC's This Week. That was Secretary of State Mike Pompeo explaining why the talks with the Taliban were canceled. China's trade with the United States is falling sharply as the two sides prepare for more negotiations. There's no sign of progress toward ending a worsening tariff war that threatens global economic growth. Imports of U.S. goods fell 22% in August from a year earlier following Chinese tariff hikes and orders to companies to cancel orders, customs data showed on Sunday. Exports to the United States, China's biggest market, sank 16% under pressure from punitive tariffs imposed by President Trump. This is VOA News. Thousands of people are fleeing the devastation.